Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What's the secret about living happily with a broad?
Who knows? If anyone knows, let me know.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man!
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man!
Be a man.
You're living with a broad, be a man.
Hey, it serves its purpose. We need someone to cook and clean, don't we?
You're living with a broad. I mean, they'll say, hey, what if happened to Jimmy fucking Smith? Oh, he's living with a broad, I heard. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Used to hear that.
It happens. You see the guys come and go, right? They live with the broad. You go, you know, you should go over and watch the games. Then you go over, it's a whole different vibe.
The broad's gone.
No, the broad's there.
The broad.
Yeah, the broad's there. And it's like, you can't enjoy yourself.
Suddenly the guy's
you're hanging
fucking
around with the guys. Like, go over with your friends. Go to the movies.
Yeah, you're trying to go. Go visit your mother when the guys are over.
Go fucking go to knitting class.
Yeah, the guy clams up when the broad's around.
Yeah.
So it used to be fun when I'm.
Yeah. You act different around your girl.
Now you're living with the broad.
Because that's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm with a broad, but she's like my best friend.
Oh.
I don't want that.
You're not supposed to be best friends.
No.
It's kind of, I don't want to use the word gay to say, but
it's all right.
I don't like that saying.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your best girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, some broad you met 6 months ago is better than the boys you grew up with. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How about if the guy was previously a wild man and he starts with, well, she's my best friend. Well, it's even more than that. She's my soulmate. You go, wow. What the fuck happened to you?
You hear that all the time. Then a year later, they fucking broke up.
With so-and-so. I buried her.
Yeah, just did.
Would you ever say to a broad, you're my soulmate? Tell me no, please.
As I always say, sometimes you got to play the part to get the piece.
That will be on your fucking tombstone. So are you telling me you'll tell a broad anything to get the fucking action?
I'll tell you what, I was dragging my ass when I got here, John, but you fucking gave me some pep in my step. Yeah.
I felt the same way until the fucking red light went on. I was just telling them I wanted to jump out the fucking window and not even do it.
The endorphins kicked in.
If you were living with a broad, right? Would you take her into your house? I don't imagine you ever going to her house to live. Would you?
No, come to my place. I mean, I did live with a broad for 3 weeks, and I got kicked out
for
like 10 years
ago. Insubordination?
Different problems. I mean, I can be a cocksucker, and she had her problems too. So.
Were you filthy like me?
She kicked me out. No, it was just like just button heads. I think I went crazy on her at a concert. She was like too fucked up. I forget what happened, but she was like, "You're out of here."
Were you violent? We punched
walls
and shit.
Never. No, I never hit a girl.
How about if you want to leave the dishes in the sink till tomorrow and then fucking deal with it?
I don't buy. I buy paper plates.
That's
what I do.
Do you buy the heavy duty ones or the real paper ones?
Market baskets.
You don't buy
ones.
Like the ones that are plastic. You still throw them away, but they're thicker.
Yeah, those ones I rewash.
Do they want to like fix you, baby you, care for you? Like that woman who said wanted to hold your penis when you peed. Do they all want to do shit like that?
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
Hey, I heard you're living with a broad. How's it going? You go, how's it going? She holds my fucking knob anytime I get a pee.
She holds
my
junk.
What do you mean? Like I'm a fucking King Farouk.
She rubs my ass and holds my junk.
Yeah. That's how trained she is.
Yeah. She trained herself.
I stayed at a broad's house. I wasn't living with a woman in her house. Nothing going on. She was way older than me. Now I'm a filthy animal. My peeing and cups,
just like
all
a roommate?
Shit. Yeah, but temporary. You can stay here.
Yeah.
And I found myself, I was so fucking nervous about my dirty ways. I was constantly trying to disguise them from her and not be caught being myself. It was very stressful for me.
Yeah.
I got one question. Did you end up banging her?
Never. Oh, no. If you saw. It was strictly
platonic.
Fucking platonic. Yeah. It was a situation where I was stuck. You want to stay here? You can stay here. I got a room. That was it.
I mean, you always hear about guys, you know, say there's a four-bedroom place is like two guys and two girls,
and
they always hook up.
Of course
they
do.
They always fuck.
Yeah,
they always hook up nowadays.
They really do. Because
I always ask, I'm like, do you have a banger or anything going on? Oh, yeah, a couple of times it happened.
Yeah, that's right. How about they go like this? Well, it happened like twice. We don't know. We act like nothing happened, and then
really
happened again.
Yeah.
That's not good. How about if your broad said to you, "I'm going to go live at the house with the two guys. I'm just living there. I got a bedroom upstairs. Uh-uh.
See you later.
Right?
See you later.
That's not allowed, is
it?
Yeah. That's
done.
Fucking unacceptable.
We could do it, but they can't.
Right. You probably, because in the motion picture field, you're working with some fucking chick on camera.
Yeah.
I think there'll be some trust.
I lived with my ex-wife for several years before we got married.
No.
Bought a place together. We rented a place. She moved in. My roommates moved out, and she moved in. Then we ended up getting a place together. We bought it, and then we got married. Then we got divorced.
It was downhill after that.
Yeah. I think we lived together about 5 years before we got married.
Fucking seeds were planted.
If it was up to me, she'd still be my girlfriend.
Really? Yeah, right. No, right? That's when things were good, right?
Yeah. And well, you know how guys are. They don't want to commit. You know,
well, just take away that whole word. Say, Jesus, like we're married, but you know, right? Yeah, you just leave that out, and then everything's fine.
It's bred into them. They want to get married. They want to bang out some kids. You know,
and then you, as the guy, go, "Fuck, I'm married."
Yeah,
shit. Well, I could have left it the same way when I was like I was married.
Yeah,
I
have kids out of wedlock.
And it's like every time you like go back and reflect on the best time period of the relationship, it was when you weren't living together, wasn't it?
Yeah, I say, we used to really get along. That's right, honey. When? I go, when I didn't know you.
No, but you even know, like, being in college, you see kids that were like, great friends with each other, and then they room together 1 year, and they fucking hate each other. It's a lot different when you live with somebody.
Yeah. You know,
get all their quirks.
I'm a lone wolf in that department. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I walk around nude. Yeah. I fart. I'm dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some guys the opposite, or even in between, because I'm so extreme the other way. It doesn't really work out. No. I'm a nudist in my own house. Is that okay?
It's still
fine, right?
Yeah.
Well, not as much. But my kids, sadly, have seen me nude more times than really they should have at this point in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why are you nude, Dad, in the kitchen at 9 o'clock getting water?
Well,
that happens in my house.
I mean, that's kind of like a part of every man's life that you have to see like somebody else's old weird dong. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like a rites of passage.
That'll scare them little bastards away. My old man used to walk around, right? I mean, he strangely would go bottomless. He wore a t-shirt. I said, "What's with you keep?" I never got that. He wears the t-shirt, but nothing on the bottom.
Was the t-shirt hanging over his balls or no?
No, it was like above the fucking package.
Oh, so it wasn't like it was like XLT, like a long shirt.
It wasn't even like a long one.
Not even like a nice shirt. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even that. I go, I don't get it.
In front of the whole family?
Yeah. No, but.
Funny.
I mean, it's not like he would parade into the kitchen like that, but we all saw him that way several times.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he sat down to dinner that way, but it always struck me as odd. But I myself, though, fast forwarding, I bop down nude at the bottom of the steps. I fill up the water. If my son will turn the corner, goes, "Oh, geez, oh, God," he covers like that. I go, "Sorry, cop, look the other way."
What about your daughter?
She's seen it, though.
Yeah.
See, it sounds weird now. It's not like that. Nothing like that, you fucking weirdos. You fucking oddball freaks.
I'm happy to say my daughters have never seen that. For me.
That's good.
I mean, it's not like I'm trying to do it. Like, say you land there, you go like this. You think I can bolt down there, grab water, and get back up here before anybody knows? In the fucking nude? And sometimes you get caught.
It turns into like a little game.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta hide behind the fucking counter for 3 hours if they're right there.
I think 1 out of 100 times it works out when a guy and a girl live together.
Like, you mean in a positive way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, it usually goes downhill.
Yeah. I mean, how many people you know are living together, married, been married for years that. It's just fucking, you always hear about squabbles and fucking fights.
Squabbling.
Just little squabbles.
Bickering.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than fucking bickering, that low-grade beefing.
Get to tough when you get to tension and you're not talking.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fucking, you know, it's just like a black cloud, right? Just like a black cloud, the mood.
That's what they call me. That's my Indian name. There he is. Fucking Johnny Black Cloud.
Yeah, just.
His dark aura is coming in the door now. I'm home. They go, "Oh, fuck."
I like Johnny Black Smoke.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That's
a good
cool.
One. You go, "I sense him coming. There's a darkness on the edge of town."
So, yeah, well, it sucks when you're beefing and living with someone. I mean, it goes on for days, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get personal with you about any of your marriages, but It can
that's every right? human in
oh,
the
no,
world.
You could have a multi-dare.
Yeah, that's
everybody's dug in deep.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fucking in the trenches.
There's bailing no out the trenches.
Yeah. There's no peace accords. Yeah, it's just fuck like, you.
What breaks the ice?
She better say she's sorry to me. I ain't saying I'm sorry. What, that kind of thing.
What breaks the? I know when I was when I was married, right? I think it would be what would break the ice is like if I got like a if I walked by and she just gave me like one of these. That kind of meant
yeah,
like,
you were looking for any kind of signal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like,
you were willing yeah, for yeah, detente, yeah. but you needed a fucking olive branch.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do to break the ice in the midst of a fucking beef is I would do the ugly woman, which is when you tuck your balls behind your legs and it looks like you like have a vagina.
Yeah,
for a
right.
chuckle. Oh. Yeah. I that's it. Guaranteed every time. That's if you see nice somebody one. Do that, it's going to make you laugh.
Yeah, but I mean, I never went to the... I was always too stubborn to try to get a chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, too stubborn.
Or you randomly go from the day before going, I want to smother her to death on all these fantasies, to the next day wanting a pipe job so bad, you go like this, come here, hey, yeah. Want this? You go, what the... We were just beefing for 2 days and you brandish your fucking meat at me?
Brandish. Like it's a gun.
Go, that's exactly right. Come over here, you do this, we forget all about what happened.
Yeah, I'll fix all the things we were beefing about.
I'm too stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like fucking old school Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, real
how
deep.
Many Italians you know that live together that haven't talked to each other for 30 years?
I told you many times. My grandparents didn't talk the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Fucking, I'm,
it's
to
crazy.
This day, it blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, I know couples like that.
Don't know
like,
what happened.
It was like they just live with their like, roommates and went everywhere together, family functions and everything, but they just never talked, never got along.
What the fuck's that all about?
Yeah, they're just mystery. Fucking together. Just fucking.
I think nowadays you don't see as much as that because these modern broads, a lot of them will shit can you.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it, the old school Italians don't want to get divorced.
No, right, you know? Right. So yeah, now it's going like, the other direction. I got a friend of mine, he's in our age group, right?
Yeah.
And he's had three marriages, no kids.
Yeah.
So when he tells me he has a beef with his wife, one fucking beef, the lawyer's called. He has zero tolerance.
Really?
One fight, it's over.
That's
calling
it.
Calling a fucking lawyer. Because at this point, he doesn't give you. You've been married 3, 4, 5 times. I don't give a fuck. I'll get married 12 times. I don't care what you think.
As long as you sign a fucking pre-nipple. Right?
Yeah, I can see why.
I mean...
If my rock career takes off and I make it big, I'm signing prenups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd say one of my worst moving in with the broads was when I moved in with a broad and literally weeks after it happened, I was trying to get out of the lease. I was like, I can't live with this fucking person.
Yeah, if you fucking get a lease. I mean, you know, now you're talking about big money.
Oh yeah, you know? And so I went to try to like see what I could do to get out of the lease. And the next day, the broad got in a drag out car accident, broke both of her legs, and shattered her fucking collarbone.
What
and
the
I
fuck?
Had to stay and nurse her back to health.
Oh my god!
It's like being in prison.
You are fucking Misery, the movie, but on the other side of it.
Oh, it was hell.
Do you ever think of putting a fucking pillow over her face when she was laying there?
I'll be honest with you.
By accident, you know.
Oh, yeah. After fucking, like, because she was in fucking Brigham and Women's, and I would have to go in almost every night after working a blue-collar job. And fucking, so, like, it was a hell of the whole
fucking
thing.
You should have teased her and taunted her, go, you fucking need me now, don't you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What, do you want a cup of water? You want me to get it for you? Fuck off.
I ain't
I'm
taking
not
care
it.
Of unless you fucking sign the lease over to yourself.
Yeah, no shit. But when the lease was up, she was like, "Oh, we're gonna sign the lease again." And I'm like, "No, we ain't. That is not happening."
You're intertwined now at this point. Entanglements.
Yeah.
How about dealing with your spouse's pets?
Oh, you know that's a fucking tough subject with me. Do you know? Honestly, see, you bring that up. I just
now
felt...
when you went into the relationship, she had pets.
Yeah, but not this man. Yeah, when you said that, it riled me up so much I could feel my fucking guts churning. How much something bothers you every day?
Yeah.
Every fucking day not a day goes by I don't bitch about the pets. I've already bitched about them multiple times today. It's only a half a day. I go, they shit in the fucking floor. You can hear me yelling from the basement or from another room. There's piss up here.
Oh god.
This is for real. Happening.
Yeah.
And my son gets mad at me for speaking out about it. So they want to muzzle me. And I go, stop complaining.
He loves the animals. The kids love the animals.
I go, listen. This is what I'm saying is normal. me speaking out about this and getting mad about it, I'm not wrong. But they've tried to portray me as like, geez, what's wrong with him? Why doesn't he just fucking calm down and accept that he's at a step in shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Am I wrong, Beer Man?
No. No? I wouldn't be able to tolerate that. No.
How'd you like to
get to the point. It's like, it gets ridiculous. It's defecating on the floor. Pissing on the floor.
Do you know how many times in my own house I've stepped barefoot on hidden little pieces of shit?
Yeah, that's
tough. Mean, once is enough to fucking hang yourself.
I know. My cats pissed.
Yeah.
Once in a while, once a week, one of them might puke because they fucking...
You kick them?
They get like a hairball or whatever. You know, it's like fucking... I couldn't imagine shit and piss
every
day. I
gotta say, man, pets are fucking absurd.
Well, the thing about stepping in shit is that it depends on how you do it. Like, if you hit it in the middle of the foot or the heel,
it's not
that bad. But if you get it between the toes... It's
all webbed up.
Yeah. Or sometimes you feel it like a landmine. You don't want to move.
Yeah.
You barely touch it. You're going, you got one leg up. You go, how the fuck am I going to get out of this? What am I going to do?
How about when your bride has like a bunch of her friends come over?
They're going to do girls' night.
GNI. Girls' night in.
How about you strangely walking in and out of the kitchen brooding, ruining the whole fucking night? You're a dark aura, and they go, here he comes, again.
If you're checking some of the brides out and saying, well,
you go like this, what? I'm just going to the bathroom again. But watch the fucking bees.
But don't you feel like responsible for like, you know, being a man to kind of like shit on their fucking good time?
Oh, yeah, you have
to. Like you owe it to like all of the other men of the world. Like the girls, they can't have their night in.
What
they can't.
Stay in your room all night by yourself and be quiet? No.
You can
no.
make fun of them. Make fun of them.
Let your presence be felt.
Yeah.
Be disruptive. Yeah. And ultimately try to ruin the whole fucking night.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fuck them. It's my house. When they leave and the other broads get together, what your wife admitted, you want them to say, boy, that fucking husband's a piece of work, huh? He sucks. How about when he walked in and out fucking 12 times with a puss on it?
Be a man. Experience!
If you have a roommate who's a guy, right, it's a whole different ballgame because you're fucking guys, you don't care. But then all of a sudden you're living with a broad, you're in the same bed, you're banging her, you're intimate. It's like 24/7 you're with her. It's a whole different, different dynamic.
Yeah, it really is.
There's no rest.
Really too much.
There's no rest. And then when like they kind of call upon you to start doing chores and things to help them, like, oh, can you drop this off here? And fucking, like, what would you do if I wasn't in the picture? How would you fucking operate? Like, fucking, that's how you should live. You should live your own separate lives together.
Right.
Do my laundry.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, it's tough. It's you know, because love them.
Well, you know what's good about our age, being man? You can't really change anymore. This is it, right?
No,
we
ain't
changing.
What
you get.
Yeah,
plum out changing. Of change.
In this incarnation I'm going into now, I do more than I ever have in my life as far as helping out.
Yeah.
But I can't quite go all the way. I can't.
You don't mind going out to do an errand.
It's a 4 or 5 hours. Nice errand. Right. But I'll do some shit around the house. But I'll always stop it at 70% so nobody gets any ideas.
Yeah.
Say, no. I don't wash the floor now. I did it today, maybe.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean I do it all the time.
This isn't a regular thing. Don't get used to it.
I mean, it's crazy. It's a, you know, you try to toe the line where you can be happy. It doesn't work out.
A lot of guys snap.
Yeah. Things are violent. Domestic cops are there.
Doing good.
How about the people that like they live together and they work together?
Psycho.
I can't understand that.
Yeah, that's fucking true.
And they're not getting along. I wonder why.
Absolute psycho.
That's incarceration.
Yeah.
There was a lumberyard down the street where the guy he was with his wife and she worked with him and they were there for like 55, almost 60 years and you could just see it every day.
Were they happy?
They were fucking miserable and it was like a routine. They could have went on the fucking road. Like the way that they hated each other and interacted with each other.
Type.
It was a fucking comedy show every time you went in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a common fucking scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, the people that know that their fucking relationship is dysfunctional and make light of it in front of other people. Like
and then you see the fucking assholes who marry 65 years. They got one of them fucking sweaters a conjoined twin would wear.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, just got three fucking arms.
At that age, you don't know who's the girl and the guy is.
Yeah, you go, what the fuck is this? Like you ever see that?
Yeah.
Do you hold hands with a broad walker? Tell me. You don't hold hands.
I have before you.
I find it just problematic. It's just uncomfortable. We've talked about this before.
It throws off my whole fucking chi. I walk strange.
I sway, I move.
You know, I got some fucking groove. I feel like if you fucking hold hands, you have to be like stiff.
Well, you're not
like and you have to fucking like swing in unison too. A lot of people on the hand holding side, they don't know how to fucking operate.
Yeah, right.
If you can get it in the right fucking motion, so you guys are stepping like
that takes work.
Yeah, and that's also extra gay.
I go with the tide and the moon. I may walk 5 steps forward and suddenly lurch 3 feet to the left for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Except to me. If I'm holding hands with somebody, they're going to get dragged along. No good.
Yeah, this walk is jazz, baby.
Plus, you're baked out of your fucking mind. You got this going on, that going on. You can't be fucking tethered to somebody.
No.
Like an asshole.
How many broads do you live with?
Have I ever lived with? Yeah. Only a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's what I call a short-term stay, a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah. Then I grab my duffel bag and go, this ain't working out. Out of here. I really haven't that many. No. Have you?
No.
I don't want that. I try to avoid that.
I had the 3-week one.
You want to be a backdoor man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like to do what I want, come and go as I please.
Yeah.
My life nowadays. I'm never around.
You don't answer any broad.
No.
Yeah, it's my way.
Did you ever have to shack up with a broad by necessity? Like you didn't have anywhere to go and you had to fucking, that's a tough position to be in.
I was lucky that the 3-week one, it was like, you're out of here. I'm like, yeah, fine. So I had a place the next day and I'm still there. You know where it is.
Did you say, see if I give a fuck? I'm a rambling man.
No. No, and of course, you know, she changed her mind afterwards. And I was like, too late.
Yeah.
You know?
You've had somebody throw your shit out the fucking window on the lawn and all that shit like you see in the movies?
I stayed like half the time with a couple of broads. I kind of basically all my shit was there. I've had them pack the shit up and throw them down. They're never outside.
Were you there when we were packing or no?
Yeah, a couple of times. Whatever.
Were you making fucking commentary where they go, hey, pack my shit. You on the couch watching them do it?
Yeah, I don't remember. You know, it's just fucking stupid bullshit. Yeah. You know?
My last one.
It's like, fuck.
My last one fucking ended like that where she fucking was smashing shit in front of me. My infamous Clover Cup trophy. We did it was a huge trophy. And we did like this bar crawl in Beverly and it was fucking huge and it like meant a lot to me. It was like a sentimental item and she fucking flung the door open and fucking smashed it right in front of me.
Is that the one who broke her legs?
No. Nope.
Did you feel that was hitting below the belt, what she did?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have preferred us fucking punch in the eye over that?
Yeah.
Right.
I would have taken it. I would have taken it. I would have fucking put ice on it and fucking had a couple of beers and been fine.
She knew how to hurt you. I beef that way. I go all in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Usually. I mean, I've learned to mellow a little bit in my older years.
Who's the aggravation?
But
though,
I used to fight at the drop of a fucking hat. You're really only wearing yourself out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You only have so much anger to expend in life before you fucking kill over and drop dead.
This is true.
Right?
Yeah.
And now all these fucking gurus are saying all that energy you take to fucking hate on or get angry at this, that knocks fucking 2 years off your life.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Shit.
Well, you know, if you're happier or anything like this, then, you know, you're not fucking killing your insides, say, rotting out, you know?
Mm.
I bet you there's some dog shit study somewhere that fucking couples that hold hands live longer and stay together.
I bet there's some dog shit study that says it's going to make you live longer.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Releases shit.
Well, now they're saying all this stuff about one of the more serious things is people need to be with people to have a long life and health and all this and well-roundedness. I keep seeing this pop up. I'm going, I don't agree with
that. What do I mean by be with people?
A person that can't be a loner, they should be with people. Okay. They should be involved. They should have friends. They should do this. I go, killer. I guess I'm fucked then.
Yeah, like a serial killer type guy, right? But like it's somebody like, if you don't live with someone, as long as you're out socializing and stuff, that's good,
like
right?
If you're
but
all by yourself.
Yeah.
Why can't you talk to imaginary people like I do? She goes, I laugh in the other room all night. I go, I really do. I see something cracks me up and I'll comment on it like there's somebody there. I go, this fucking guy's unbelievable. It's just an outburst. You ever do that? Do you talk to yourself?
No, not
really.
I don't.
I do.
I swear a lot. I swear a lot.
What do you say? What's your motherfucker?
Fucking thing. I'll think about someone. I hate this fucking guy. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I do that too. Like, fuck a piece of shit.
I mutter a lot.
Muttering, mumbling, stumbling, fumbling, yeah. Bungling. Yeah, I have a lot of outbursts. My wife calls them irrational outburst.
Yeah. Whatever you have to name it.
Well, you know, it's just you're unfiltered. You know what I mean? If something crosses your mind, you're like, ah, fucking asshole.
You see, and that's good because you have the other people that will move in with the broad. They kind of absorb their life and become like fucking. Now you're doing all of their hobbies and you're doing everything together. I couldn't imagine having a mutual hobby with a fucking broad and doing it together.
Oh,
and
then, no.
Like, that seems like the kiss of death.
Yeah.
What, like golf?
Yeah, like golf or fucking, we like to make puzzles together. Or like go, fucking, like.
Or they take up fucking ballroom dancing at their fucking class.
Oh, yeah, now I got to learn how to fucking two-step?
No.
You know what happens when you take up golf with a broad?
What happens?
She's golfing with you and all your friends. It's just the one broad there.
Next thing you know, she's getting pumped at the 19th hole by everybody.
And she's getting fucking dropped off at the train station.
Right. You got to take a leak at the 19th hole until your friends make a pass on her. And she's so fucking drunk and weak, she goes for it. The whole thing became a disaster. Then you say, I'm sorry if it took you fucking golf.
It was doomed from the start.
Right. I don't like a broad that plays sports anyway. Not me.
Yeah,
I don't play sports now. I'm retired from all my sports, but.
Depends on the sport.
Any brother
I don't mind a broad that's in shape.
How about women that play softball? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's some pretty hot ones down
there. I like the ones that are clearly not on the other team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The ones that, you mean you're really a chick and you're on the softball team?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty cool. Them southern bitches that throw that fastball.
Yeah.
They're hotties.
Can you throw a fucking softball? Like, that's impossible.
Underhand?
Yeah.
I never really tried to throw it, like, to what they call a fast pitch, right?
Number I tried it once. I said, this is fucking impossible.
Yeah,
how the
they
fuck
get that
you
wind
this?
Up like the triple.
Yeah, rival, do you think broads can do up? It better because they're like fucking like top heavy? Like, does something. It have something to do
Eddie
with Fain, the titties that add velocity to.
Remember Eddie Fainer?
Yeah. Right? The king
he,
of this court.
He was the fucking rifle that fucking thing in.
I don't get it. See,
I spent the night with those guys.
Yeah. The king story of this for another fucking day. Court.
Yeah, years ago.
He's like the Harlem Globetrotters of softball.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Fucking idiot. He'd come to Trump Field in Summerville.
Good guys.
Four-guy team would take on a team of nine guys and fucking crush them.
Yeah, they play like the Red Sox. Not the, like the Patriots or the Bruins.
Yeah.
Like this particular night, they played the
Bruins.
He
killed by a line drive.
Who, Faina?
Yeah.
Did he really?
No.
I was going to say.
He
was friends.
He
well, he did a charity here like, shit, fucking 40, 50 years ago maybe. And I ended up driving with them down to the Knights of Columbus with them and the team.
He's probably a fucking alcoholic. We thought he was cool.
Oh, they all
he was
drank
a fucking guy. Looking
Wayne,
back, he was some
Wayne
bum.
Cashman was there from the Bruins.
Oh, he was fucking stiff.
He was pissing in the middle of the street when I left.
Fucking animals.
I was sitting with him and Dave Forbes. He kept on going, Scout, get me another beer. He kept on going up. Me
to
and my buddies
yourself,
there.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah. He fucking came outside, pissed right on Borough Street.
Yeah, those guys like to fucking booze it
oh,
up,
yeah.
Man. They're all fucking boozers. Yeah. You watch TV shows with your broad?
Never.
I used to watch the show The Sopranos with a broad.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
But all right, so that aside, you're going to sit down and watch a fucking Friends? Come on, honey. Friends is going on.
I think I used to watch Seinfeld when I was married.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then movies and shit. Watch movies.
I mean,
when the kids are little, right? What else are you going to do?
That's true.
Just sleeping, you're fucking hanging around, you know.
Yeah, that was pre-phone.
Better than talking to her.
That's true. And that was pre-phone, so it was less stimuli.
Yeah. That's
you
all
were
we had.
In. There was nothing to do.
It was either that or you had to talk to her.
Yeah. Isn't that weird how life was simple? You can watch the fucking TV or read a book or just sit there and stare at the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does shit happen
your options.
Back then?
Right?
How does shit happen?
Isn't that weird?
No phones. I mean.
I used to read books. I haven't read a book in fucking since phones come out.
Last book I read was mine.
That's right. I read that book. I actually read the book, didn't I? That's the last book I read.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I can't read. I have no. I admit it. I have no fucking attention span. It's fucking
I
gone.
Think before that, the last one I read was Donnie Brasco.
Really?
It's like the best book I ever read. The movie was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the name of the book, but it was like about what the movie was
Joe
from.
Piston.
Yeah. But that was a tremendous book.
Yeah.
That was like the best book ever.
Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader.
I remember I was with a broad that she used to read at night, and it was like she was like buying me books and trying to force me to become a like a night reader so we could sit there with our separate fucking lamps like
you
fucking
see in the
Brady
movies?
Bunch.
Oh, that's so lame.
And I was like, no, I refuse to do that. And she would like feel my energy. Like she was reading the book and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, putty. Like fucking sitting there staring at the fucking ceiling.
You were so emasculated you had to pretend to read. You held the book, flipped the pages, but was staring blankly with internal hatred toward her.
No, I did not.
That's crazy.
And fucking in the times that I tried, I'd read a page and fall asleep. That's fucking it knocks me out.
What the book was about? I mean, it's like some shit I'd like to get books about, like early Hollywood, like in the early 1900s. I'd like to read up on that. Yeah. I've seen that movie Babylon, like some shit like that, like historical stuff.
Yeah, I feel
nonfiction.
There's too many condensed versions of what you want to know without having all that fucking detail and minutia, right?
I gotta look up minutia.
That means
you know, all the other shit.
It's a great word, right?
Yeah.
The minutia.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll throw out a fucking word of the day for all the fucking mentally challenged listening.
How about like when you guys do get in a drag out beef, what do you guys do to blow off steam? Do you go out and like break shit in the garage, like hit a pipe with a wrench or something?
I just bottle it up. Yeah. My brain explodes. Sit there, fucking the steam coming out of my ears.
Well, like those guys who go down, they stomp down the steps. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
And they sit in the garage.
Or I'll go crazy and hit below the belt.
Yeah.
Your pussy smells.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I usually go to the fucking jugular.
Yeah.
But you ever go for a ride and play Whitesnake?
I'm a big ride man.
Fucking punching the fucking roof of the car.
I'll announce I'm leaving. I'm done for good. Go for a ride. Come back 5 seconds later. Go in and out literally fucking 10 times in a 4-minute span. This time, I'm really leaving. It's over. Fucking back out of the driveway. Literally not even get out. Go right back in. Go, one more fucking thing. I forgot my fucking toothbrush, too. Boom. Again. Ever do that?
No. I've taken off before. Like, I usually go down the beach.
Do you peel out to make a statement?
No, I just go down the beach and fucking look at the ocean.
Play some Whitesnake.
Get some air. Yeah.
Do you breathe like...
I get some fresh air.
Do you skip rocks?
Yeah.
Does that get you back on track?
Mm. Yeah, sometimes.
When you go back home, when you say, honey, I'm sorry, like my old man, I blew my top.
Never get you wrong, be a man. Never apologize, be a man. No.
I'm sorry for my behavior. It was both asinine and immature. I hope you can forgive me. Never.
Let them apologize first.
How about when they go, I don't know what I'm apologizing for? Go, that is fucking no good.
Yeah.
Come back to me when you know.
Or fucking, now you know how I feel. How
about when you don't know what they're apologizing for?
Right. Exactly.
When they're apologizing to you and you're like, what the fuck are you apologizing for?
What's that supposed to mean?
That'll start a fight.
Oh, yeah, it does every time.
Yeah.
Well, they go like this. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm sorry about, but there, I said it. You go, you made it worse. Yeah. It's worse now.
Yeah.
It's worse than ever.
It's like saying that with all due respect and then totally shitting on the person.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
I guess if you say with all due respect, anything that follows is acceptable.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you take it in the fucking ass. With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Oh. And isn't that funny? And the person hearing that doesn't flip out. They go, well, he said all due respect, so I gotta I gotta listen to it. Do you buy that theory?
All due respect, no.
With all, all due respect, no. That's not good.
Be a man.
Experience hotline.
Be a man hotline.
Yes, yeah. You are on live with Be a Man.
Hello.
What's up?
I saw your tweet. I was like, I gotta call in.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. What's on your fucking mind, pal?
What's on my fucking mind? You know what? You know what I saw when what was one of the topics here? Let me. You said, living with broads. I thought that was hilarious because, so I'm I don't know what the, I don't use labels. I'm bi. I'm attracted to multiple genders, and I think it's hilarious because it doesn't matter what the gender is. There's always the broad in the relationship. I don't know how to explain that.
I think you just did.
But that's it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, of course.
I used to be bi.
I don't know if that's how it works, but sure, why not?
Yeah, because I'm sure once you take it in the asshole, there's no turning back, right?
Yeah. You know what? I suggest everyone try it once and then go from there.
Okay, what are you doing tonight?
That was such a long pause. That was such a long pause. Yeah, there you go. But right, anyway, brother. You know, thanks for having me on.
All right, pal.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling.
Be a man. Experience!
Doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. Living with broads can be tough, and it certainly isn't for the weak-minded. Keep things loose. Keep your identity and figure out if the juice is worth the squeeze. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the...
Be a man. Experience!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.